talking, and that's 1 Peter 1:18-19. When you have found it, give me a thumbs up or a heart or whatever meme you want to put on to let me know that you are tuned in to the Word of God. There's something about the Word of God that makes the difference in our lives. Let's read it together, verse number 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Nothing But the Blood. Nothing But the Blood. Something like 7 million people a year donate blood. In fact, they're called volunteer donors. But the American Red Cross says even with that, that represents about 40% of those who give blood, that supply does not always meet the demand. Did you realize that blood is crucial to our bodies? We need blood to live. Each of us have about 1.5 gallons of blood operating in our body. But this morning I want to talk to you about divine blood, the blood that Jesus Christ and how it was given for believers. You know, the blood of Christ is a phrase that we hear. It speaks really to the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on an old rugged cross for the purpose of our sins. That's why he died. That's why he shed his blood. It was for our sins. Now, there's a belief within Christendom that the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to atone, to compensate, to pay for past sins. And these are sins down through the generations. The shedding of blood for atonement for sin goes back to the Mosaic law, the law of the Hebrews, where the high priest every year would go into the Holy of Holies, a tent of sorts. He would go in with incense burning. He would offer up sprinkling blood at the altar for the sins of the people. And that required the blood of animals. But guess what? There's no need for that because Jesus is the sacrificial lamb, that his blood was shared for the remission of sins. And that is all that we need. His blood makes a difference. In our text today, it is the Apostle Peter who writes to a persecuted church. Peter, one of the first round draft picks, I like to say, Jesus recruited him there at the Sea of Galilee, and he began to follow along with his brother Andrew, with John and James. These were fishermen, but Jesus used them. You know, he can use you within your current profession to be a blessing to others. He followed him. And the time came when Peter, of course, denied Jesus there as he was about to be crucified. But then he bounced back after he cut a man's ear off, and he began to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. On the day of Pentecost, he preached a mighty word. 3,000 people were saved, lives were changed, and they were baptized on the spot. He's writing today to a persecuted church to remind them of who and what has changed their lives. Always know why you've been transformed. And he says to them, it's not because of perishable things like gold or silver, but rather the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Now, his blood, I believe, in a number of ways can lead to, first of all, our redemption and our reconciliation and our justification and our sanctification. Nothing but the blood. Let's unpack each of these today. Redemption. The Bible says that we are redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And to redeem means to purchase something back, to buy out. God purchased our freedom, and we are no longer in the bondage of sin. Can I give you a throwback? I remember watching my mother, and maybe you watch your mother, take those S&H green stamps. And they would get a book and they would take those stamps and they would get a whole book at some point so they could redeem. So y'all say, Pastor, how far back have you gone? Or you, your mama, grandmama, somebody had them S&H green stamps, and they would turn them in or redeem them for an appliance of some sort. And that was a prized thing to get something that you purchased by way of S&H. But the benefits of what we call our redemption includes the forgiveness of sins. I can't say this enough. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so somebody may have fooled you to tell you that you don't sin, that you're Mr. or Mrs. Goody Two-Shoe. No, all have sinned. Amen. The fact if you say that you haven't sinned is as you are lying. Uh-oh, you told a bad one. Uh-oh, you made a mistake if you said you've not sinned. But thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. It redeemed us. The blood has given us eternal life. It has given us peace with God and the Holy Spirit, which does what? Brings back to our remembrance everything that the Lord has told us. My, I'm excited just about that, that even when we step out of line, it is the Holy Spirit that reminds us that it was because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ that you have been saved and redeemed. Nothing but the blood that led to our redemption, but also the blood that led to our reconciliation. Now, to reconcile is really to bring two people together who are at odds again. Come onto the table. In this case, it was sin that separated us from Jesus. But you remember the day that when children would get into a dispute or they would fight, and once the word got out, they would say, you tell them to come here right now. And they would make you stand in front of each other and beg each other's pardon. And you had to kind of hug your friend. Usually it was your buddy. Y'all fought 1 minute and was playing ball the next, or playing with dolls the next minute, or hopscotch. But this was reconciliation, that the parents of old didn't want you to walk away at a dispute. And the same thing happens with the blood of Jesus Christ. It reconciles us. Amen. It was for the Father's good pleasure to do what? To reconcile us through the blood of Jesus Christ and present us to him as being holy. Even though we know that we have shortcomings, he fixed us up and dusted us off and presented us in such a way. You know, presentation is everything, isn't it? He does that in our lives. Let's look at Colossians 1:22. Paul's letter to the church at Colossae. He says, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Isn't that something that you know you messed up and I messed up? But when you are presented, when you are reconciled, when you are brought back, you look like somebody. And that's why you got to give God all the praise and all the glory. God seeks to bring us back to himself when we've lost our way. He wants to reconcile us. Nothing but the blood that led to our reconciliation, our redemption, but also our justification. To justify means to declare no longer guilty. And the only way that's possible, there again, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, justification does not make you and I righteous, but rather pronounces us as righteous. Now, just because you're called something don't mean you are that. Well, but thank God when he looks at you, he sees you in such a way that it is because of the finished work on the cross. Amen? That you are justified, even though you're guilty as sin. Isn't that an old saying? You are guilty as sin. Paul writes in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what he does for us. We don't deserve it, but because of what he did on the cross. The cross is not just something to put symbolically around your rearview mirror, but the cross, there was a price that was paid. Amen?
Amen.
And we are seeing through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's a filter, because when the world looks at you, or when you look at someone else, you begin to judge them. Oh, look at that. But I dare you to see them through the prism, or see them through the blood of Jesus Christ. It will change your opinion. Oh, you're not all that you should be. Neither am I. But oh, thank God for the blood. That seen through the blood, I look like somebody. Why? I am justified because he has done just that. That's exciting. This is biblical truth that reminds of our faith. Nothing but the blood that led to our justification, our reconciliation, our redemption, and our sanctification. Now, to sanctify means to be set apart for God's purposes. When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are sanctified, set aside. Now, sanctification is not what we say. It's not how we look. I love to tell the story. Growing up as a young man, I would go beyond my community, and we would pass by what we call the sanctified church. I said, what does that mean? Well, I would hear the drums. And there again, not having real knowledge. I would hear the drums, and there was just a high prayer. I said, oh, those are sanctified people. Amen? You are sanctified. Amen?
Amen.
Because you are set aside for a greater purpose that God wants. Have y'all embraced that yet? If this is, I'm sanctified. Amen?
Yeah.
Sanctified. Amen? God set us apart for his purpose. He wants to transform us into his likeness. Amen? That's what he wants to do, and that's what the blood is all about. Sanctification. John 17, 16 and 17. And this is Jesus praying. This is before the cross. As he's heading in that direction, he prays to his Father, and this is a part of that prayer. They, referring to us, are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Verse 17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Your word gives me the documentation I need to know that it was because of the blood of Jesus that I am saved and I am sanctified and I am filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. Jesus paid it all. He gave all, but he paid all. Now, some of y'all got bills due, don't we?
Yeah.
Due this month, and we've not paid it all yet.
Well,
not paid it off yet. But your debt has been paid. Your sin debt has been paid because of what happened on the cross. Amen. No reminders. Nobody calling you saying we waiting on your payment. Hallelujah. Jesus has already paid it. Amen. It was paid at the cross.
Well,
at the cross where I first saw the light.
Yes, sir.
And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith.
Yes.
I received my sight, and
uh-huh.
Now I'm happy. Can you tell today? Well, I'm happy all of the day.
Yes, sir. Yes.
There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Hey.
What a conversation to have. What is it about this blood? Well, I tell you, it's what was shed on our behalf today. Let somebody know, child, nothing but the blood. It was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood that saved me. That soul saving blood. Amen. Hey, that's the blood that saved me. Amen. And it's because of what our Savior did. Thank you, Mr. High Priest, but there's no need for you to carry my sins to a place once a year. But even right now, the Bible says, if you shall confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And then with that same blood, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That is the word of God today. Maybe you're out there. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe this sermonic presentation helped you in some way to change your view, to understand more what the cross means. That's why we celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. It ended all those other sacrifices. That's why it's called the Lamb of God. Let's bow today. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we pray today that someone listening or watching may have a change of heart when they realize that gory scene there at Calvary, how you gave your all. May they understand that you died for them. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Today, maybe you've found yourself in that place. You're tired of the life that you're living now. Tired of being disappointed. Tired of people letting you down. Tired of broken promises. Can I recommend Jesus to you? Can I recommend him to you? He will make your life brand new. And with that comes eternal life. Maybe you're out there and you're virtual. You can always become a part of this virtual fellowship. Amen. There's a seat right here for you. Amen. In the spirit, the Bible says that we are the body of Christ. We love you in the Lord today. That is our message today. Amen. We're going to prepare in just a moment to share our Holy Communion, and want to give you time to get your beverage. Maybe you have some juice or the like in your home, and you can get even that and bread and prepare to celebrate Holy Communion. But before we do that, we want to have another song by our choir. Suits our case. If you are with us today, the Bible says on the night that Jesus Christ was betrayed that he took bread and he blessed it and he gave it to his disciples and says, take, eat ye all of it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Take, eat ye all of it. And then he took the cup and said, this represents my blood that will be shared for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says after that he came down from the table, wrapped the towel around himself and began to wash his disciples' feet to show them really what it means to be a servant. We need more servants today. Mm-hmm. And we thank God today for your servanthood. Well, there's so much happening in the life of our church. We want to keep you up to date. So we always look to, well, first of all, let me just say brand new. Did we forget about brand new? We've have all three of those sermons on our website, cometoharvest.org. You can catch up and thank God for that. But I did want to say as well, if you want to stay up to date, all that we have happening in our church, we can let you know by way of email or text. Don't you want to be informed of what's happening in the life of the church? In addition to that, I want to thank you for your giving. Amen. It's better to give than to receive. And we thank, first and foremost, those Harvest members who sacrificed all during this pandemic.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And many of you, we may not know personally, but you've been a blessing to this ministry. And we thank you. There's an easy way to give. Amen. Bless God. And of course, if you have a prayer request, we want to be able to pray for you. We have prayer warriors who are praying weekly. I'm so excited about what's happening in the life of Harvest. And of course, if you want to hear gospel music any time of the day and catch a seed of encouragement here and there, check out Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. It's a link on our page, and you will hear good music from my good friend Mike Chandler, who's president and CEO of that company. Well, here's a timely topic. You need to vote. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that you cast your ballot, and then you got a voice. You won't have to mope around. When your person didn't win or not win, you cast. And so get registered, because this is an important election season, as they all are. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Want to let you know about our book. We each week remind you that if you want to add to your curriculum, our book, Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home, is available by going to our site. There's a link, and I will send you a copy out. It is a book that will go along with what you're teaching. Talk about where they took prayer out of school. Well, you're home now. So prayer can be at home, and this is a tool to help you out. Well, you know, you've heard the term pop up. Well, you know, this week, some brothers popped up in my backyard, and we had a great time in the Lord. Let's go home with this one.
Trouble in my way. Have to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way.
Have to cry sometimes.
Have to cry sometimes.
Lay awake at night.
Lay awake at night.
Trouble in my way.
Have to cry sometimes.
Have to cry sometimes.
Trouble in my way.
Trouble in my way.
Have to cry sometimes.
Have to cry sometimes.
Lay awake at night.
Lay awake at night.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I know my Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
After cry.
After a
step in the furnace.
Step in the furnace.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Abednego.
Abednego.
They were not worried.
They were not worried.
This I know.
This I know.
They knew that Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Oh, my Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Fix it.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Jesus,
he will fix it.
Amen. Nothing like a pop-up praise. Thank God for you joining us today, and be sure to share this broadcast with your friends. Let them know that you know more about the blood now than you knew before. Thank God, as always, for the best team ever, the behind-the-scenes team who make it happen. Amen. Or if you could see by, I'm going to show you one day behind the scenes, but thank God for you and your family. And as we leave today, be blessed. Amen. Enjoy your day.